Blair Knighthood petition reaches million signatures milestone. By Oliver J.J. Lane on January 7, 2022. A million people have now taken the time to add their name to a petition calling for a senior knighthood conferred on former Prime Minister, anti-Brexit campaigner, and warmonger Tony Blair to be cancelled. The petition, started on New Year's Day, crossed the million signature threshold on Friday afternoon just before 1630 UK time. Blair's admission to the Order of the Garter, the oldest and most senior royal order of chivalry, was announced by Buckingham Palace on the New Year honours lists. Breitbart London understands that while Blair is entitled to call himself a member of the Garter with its attendant title, Sir Anthony Tony Charles Linton Blair KG, the actual investiture ceremony takes place on Garter Day at Windsor Castle in June, in the presence of the other Garter Knights. The creator of the petition to revoke the knighthood from Blair before he is even officially sworn in, Angus Scott, doesn't mince his words in supporting his campaign. He wrote of Blair, "Tony Blair caused irreparable damage to both the Constitution of the United Kingdom and to the very fabric of the nation's society. He was personally responsible for causing the death of countless innocent civilian lives and servicemen in various conflicts. For this alone he should be held accountable for war crimes. Tony Blair is the least deserving person of any public honor, particularly anything awarded by Her Majesty the Queen. We petition the Prime Minister to petition Her Majesty to have this honor removed." Speaking to the BBC earlier this week on creating the petition, Scott said, "I've never done a petition before in my life. It took me quite a while to work out how to get it set up. He's been out of office for more than 14 years. But an awful lot of people have very strong feelings about Tony Blair's record, and they have to be heeded." Breitbart London reported of Sir Anthony as the petition raced towards the million mark on Friday. The 68-year-old's decision to plunge the country into war in search of what turned out to be highly elusive weapons of mass destruction in 2003 famously brought a million citizens onto the streets to oppose him in what was believed to be Britain's biggest ever political demonstration. Although people power proved to be no obstacle to him getting his way then and may prove equally fruitless now, given the establishment's silence on the petition. Blair, a youthful admirer of communist revolutionary Leon Trotsky, a key player in the Vladimir Lenin regime which assassinated his own country's monarch, his wife, and young children, was made a knight companion of the most noble order of the Garter in the New Year honors lists, after a wait of almost 15 years following his departure from office. Insiders had long suggested that the Queen, who unlike with most honors has a personal say in who is appointed to the Garter, had been resisting appointing Blair to the order, as most ex-prime ministers have been. Conservative commentators have speculated, however, that the Queen felt obliged to award the honor to Blair to maintain her official appearance of neutrality, and to ensure that other ex-prime ministers such as Gordon Brown, David Cameron, and Theresa May can be honored in future without creating the appearance of partiality.